Loch Ness, Scotland. A place that for centuries has been home to one of the world's greatest mysteries. Some say a monster lurks beneath these waves. Others say it's a figment of vivid imaginations run wild in the imposing landscape of the Scottish Highlands. Now, these waters may finally tell the tale, thanks to the long-awaited results of cutting-edge science known as environmental DNA. If there is a monster in these waters, it cannot escape the building blocks of life. For more than a year, New Zealand professor Neil Gemmell and his team of scientists and researchers have mined the depths of Loch Ness, pulling hundreds of liters of water out and extracting DNA from the liquid. The results are in. Professor Gemmell can now say what creatures tested positive for being in the loch, and more importantly, what he didn't find. Is the Loch Ness Monster one such creature? Neil's environmental DNA technology is the best hope yet for finding hard evidence. While Neil surveys the loch by boat, another man keeps a watchful vigil on the shore. This is Steve Feltham. He lives in a converted caravan on the south shore of the loch. Feltham could be called the official watcher of the waves, and he's been here a very long time.
My name's Steve Feltham, and I've been hunting full-time for the Loch Ness Monster for 28 years and 1 hour.
Steve embarked on his bold adventure back in 1991, leaving home with youthful enthusiasm and unrelenting dedication to his dreams.